This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. As we launch here into the second hour of the show with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And got all kinds of interesting things to talk about here tonight. Coming up, Daryl, you're going to be sharing with us a story that Facebook is threatening the Babylon Bee, which is a satire website. We'll tell you about that. And somebody wrongfully imprisoned in Kansas for a couple decades is released. What does he get for his efforts of being imprisoned?
We'll tell you about that.
And you can, of course, bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Call us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And finally, you can also call us through Discord via our on-air call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. But since we started in the UK, Melanie, you have a story from the United Kingdom where we were in the last hour talking about a man who was chalking penises around the potholes in the streets in order to get them fixed sooner. There's other news of interest out of the UK. What have you got?
So England recently released a new £5 bill, which some people have already complained about because it contains animal products, and the Hindus and vegetarians and vegans were understandably complaining about that.
This note isn't vegan-friendly!
Apparently not.
I mean, that's not really the worst thing that can be wrong with a central bank note. But yeah, that was their issue. So apparently, the bill is too hard, and if you use it to snort cocaine, it will cut your nose.
Oh, no.
I hate when that never happens to me.
Because you don't do cocaine.
Correct.
Yeah.
And when you only have a £5 bill and no straw or other piece of paper.
Right. Wouldn't a straw also cut your nose? Possibly.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been cut by straws in my life, so I don't imagine they're particularly dangerous.
I've never been cut by currency either, but I've never tried to stick it on my nose either, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried cocaine a couple of times, and it doesn't really, I don't understand the appeal of it. I guess I'm not into stimulants like that, but yeah, it's an uncomfortable thing to insufflate a drug, and I never
really. A straw's got to be cleaner, though, than currency.
Currency? Yeah, you never know where that stuff's been.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So that's
but
the
maybe that's
here.
Part of the appeal is maybe this £5 note has been in a stripper's butt.
No, that doesn't sound appealing to me, Daryl. But hey, whatever floats your vote.
I can see how some people would think that was appealing. But
you can put whatever you want up your nose, buddy. Just,
yeah, because
you know.
Isn't there, you know, sort of the meme, if you will, about snorting cocaine off of a hooker's butt?
Yep, there is something about that. Again, you know, whatever it is that that floats your boat. Now, in this case, speaking of floating, I did see video of a turtle that had gotten a piece of a straw stuck up its nose, and that was pretty harrowing.
Oh, that was brutal.
You saw that video where they extracted
it? Yeah, my eyes started watering.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty hardcore.
Oh, it was horrible.
Now, I did find myself wondering in that case, did the turtle actually inhale that on its own, or did some punk kid grab the turtle and shove the straw up there? Because it was up there so good.
It was the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't watch the full video.
I remember it was long. I just don't remember how long it was.
Yeah, it was the whole thing, and they kept pulling off parts, and then it would break off, and then they'd pull a little more, and it would break.
Brutal. I just found myself wondering how that
turtle was wincing, and blood was coming out of his eye.
I mean, how could that have happened on its own, right? Like,
I don't know.
I'm not saying turtles are the smartest things in the world, but I'm sure that you would know, right? Like that you were inhaling something that felt bad. So you could stop right away if you find yourself inhaling a thing.
Or it could
have
just been something to where, you know, like it opened its nostril somehow and then it went in. And it's not like they've got fingers that they can go grab it out of their nose.
Yeah, it's just, it was crazy. Anyway, we're never going to figure it out. We don't, you know, we're just sitting here trying to speculate about it.
Right, we need that weird little memory thing that they've got in Black Mirror and then find that turtle and put the little memory thing and then go rewatch his memory.
So...
they have that in Strange Days.
I have no clue what Strange Days is.
So if you like, it sounds like what you're talking about is the thing they have in Strange Days. In that, they have this squid device that you put on your head, and it can play back other people's experiences.
Okay.
As though you're experiencing it, basically. And so there's a black market in these experiences. So it's legal to sort of have some experiences, but not legal to have other experiences, I think. Or maybe the whole thing's black market. But either way, the movie's about the black market side of that, so like people experiencing somebody committing a robbery, right? Or somebody experiencing some sort of sex or whatever. And it was an interesting movie. It was a Catherine Bigelow movie that takes place at the end of the 20th century. So it all kind of happens as the year 2000 is coming on, and it's a pretty cool film. The intro to that, I actually watched the commentary track to that movie, and one of the things that's really neat about the first scene in that movie is it appears to be an uninterrupted first-person kind of like scene of a robbery, basically.
Okay.
And it goes on for a long time, and you can't really see the cuts in the scene, so it looks like it's just this continuous playback of somebody's experience. And it was a pretty cool film, so check that out. It's called Strange Days. Anyway, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. So that's the concern, is that the bills are dangerous to cokeheads?
Well, yes. Yeah, so, and people originally thought that they would be really good to snort coke with, apparently, because they rolled up really well.
Uh-huh.
But they are scratching the inside of people's noses, and people have officially complained about this.
So apparently,
I'm assuming
it's not a problem.
Cocaine is illegal in England.
It is. I'm pretty sure about that. So apparently, the fact that when you inhale, cocaine into your nose, you insufflate, as they call it, into your nose, the fact that that actually damages the inside of your nose, that's not the problem. You know, causing actual bleeding just because of the act that you're doing. It's the cuts from the straw that are the problem.
So
apparently.
Department of Health,
damaging, like, your
agent,
sinuses or
an
something.
Agent from the Department of Health has stated that if you are sharing banknotes, you can spread Hep B, Hep C, and HIV. Now, this
just
is all kind
straw.
Of ridiculous, and you should just get a straw.
Yeah.
But from kind of a less silly perspective, so some, you know, coke addict is cutting himself because he doesn't have any bill other than five. And
well, presumably they're all going to be this formulation eventually, right? Like they started with the fives,
right.
And
yeah,
roll
so then
it
it's
going to
be even
ones.
A big problem. So even if you don't do coke, so they're saying it can spread these diseases. You don't necessarily.
Well, it only
want
spreads
to
the disease
touch.
if you have an open sore, right? So like if there's Hep C or whatever on, and I'm not a doctor or anything. But
okay, but you still don't want to be just like passing Hep C at every cashier station.
If
I mean,
you were
paper
to know
cuts
that,
are a thing.
Yeah,
like,
mean, if you knew you had Hep C and you bled onto a banknote and then you passed it on to somebody, yes, you might be doing something that is possibly
well,
dangerous.
Right, but I was saying, as a member of the general population, not as a member of the population who snorts coke, this is still a concern.
It's a concern
if you
have an open sore on the hand on which... And how long does Hep C stay, like... alive? Does it even live? Or like, I don't know enough about it.
I don't know, but apparently,
I don't know what you say. You can spread it. So
apparently, this is not a new concern. I found an article from May of last year
mm-hmm.
in
I know there's doctors
the
in our,
Daily Star
chat room,
urging people to not use the new 5-pound notes to snort cocaine. Quote from one coke user who was not identified, described the agony of the new note. Quote. I thought I was the only person to have my nose cut by the new fiver. But when I told my friend how I was in agony, he said I had been Winston, and it was happening to everyone. Because there's a picture of Winston Churchill on it.
Uh-huh.
He says, Everyone thought the new fiver was God's gift to sniffing at the start of it because they rolled up perfectly. Now I suppose people are realizing if something seems too good to be true, it usually is.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. If you are a cocaine addict and you can, you know, or a cocaine user, you don't have to be an addict. If you're just a user and you want to correct us on our misunderstandings, please feel free. Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call us via the Discord on-air call-in line chat room. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and you'll find it in there. Plus, we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Oops, sorry, Mel, try again.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Thanks. I'll get this right one of these days. So we're talking about various different things out of the UK so far today, but there's other stories to discuss. And if you want to join us, bring up whatever you want. We were talking about coke addicts, and cocaine users are upset, apparently, at the British government for releasing new plastic bills, plastic-based pound notes, so the 5-pound note, for instance, and I guess a 10-pound note may soon be released that is plastic. Apparently, it's cutting up coke users' noses, and I guess they're frustrated by that. Maybe they don't want to be seen using a straw. I don't know if that's, like, too small timey. I think that, you know, maybe some coke users want to feel like a big shot, so...
With that $5 bill.
5 pounds. I don't know how many dollars that is.
It's roughly the. They fluctuate, but it's roughly equivalent.
Isn't it like $8 or something like that? Anyway, so you're welcome to comment on that. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Going on though, Daryl, you've got some news that you wanted to share. Do you want to start with Kansas?
Yeah, let's start with that Kansas story. And current exchange rate, 5 British pounds is $6.93.
Okay, so almost seven.
And I just accidentally closed my Kansas story, but here it is from CBS News. When Lamont McIntyre was exonerated for a double murder in October, he walked out of a Kansas prison with a clean record, but not a dime to his name. After losing 23 years of his life behind bars, the state is offering him nothing. Kansas is one of 18 states that offer wrongly convicted prisoners no compensation at all upon release.
Wow.
McIntyre says, I think it's unjust, but me being angry isn't going to change it.
Yep.
Trisha Bushnell of the Midwest Innocence
Project. That's just going to leave you angry for the rest of your life.
Yes. Trisha Bushnell of the Midwest Innocence Project worked to win McIntyre's release. She said McIntyre has other reasons to be angry. She called his case the perfect storm. For example, at his trial in 1994, when he was just 17, there was no physical evidence or motive presented. Worse, according to McIntyre's current lawyer, lead police detective Roger Golubsky, built the case by threatening witnesses.
Oh, my God.
Bushnell said the fallout may impact other potential exonerations. She said there are about a dozen people behind bars whose cases are connected to Detective Golubsky. Golubsky has since retired and said he did nothing wrong. But Mark Dupree, who became the state's attorney a year ago, has asked the Kansas Bureau of Investigations to review his conduct. Hmm. Dupree says, if my office receives that information, if they receive that information and there's probable cause to charge Mr. Golubsky, that will happen. He agrees that McIntyre got a raw deal, saying, quote, he did, and the only thing we can do is push forward.
That's not the only thing you can do, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he can't make the state compassionate, so, I mean, there's nothing else that can be done as far as the state compensating this man. But certainly, him getting this publicity may result in something like a fundraiser or something. Maybe the GoFundMe or something like that can be
created. And I know that the Innocence Project, which is separate from the Midwest Innocence Project, there in Kansas, they will wind up helping people by having GoFundMes. Just this afternoon, I was actually, that's why I didn't go to the Bitcoin meetup. I was watching a live stream of the 200th person exonerated for DNA evidence.
Wow.
from a murder charge. Hour-long live stream from the offices of the Innocence Project, and they mentioned a couple of times the GoFundMe.
I was going to ask you about the Innocence Project.
Yes.
I know you're doing a fundraiser, fundraising run for the Innocence Project. Now, you're saying the Western or Midwestern
Innocence Project is not related?
Yeah, there's the national one, and then there's, well, so like the Innocence Project New Orleans. is a separate entity from the Innocence Project.
Right. The article here from CBS says that the Midwest Innocence Project is independently operated and not under the supervision of the Innocence Project, which is headquartered in New York.
Okay.
So there's the Innocence Project, and then there are a couple of other entities that have the word Innocence Project in the name.
So presumably they're not, doing similar missions.
They're doing similar things, but they are not directly connected.
They're not the same entity.
I see.
Yeah.
Not like the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire has a connection to the National Libertarian Party, even though they are separate organizations. These aren't even connected?
Correct.
Okay.
This is saying the article here mentions that they are independent.
Got it.
Okay. Entities.
All right. But you're raising money for the National Innocence Project.
Yes. Okay. The Innocence Project, which is based in New York. I'll be taking part in the New York City Marathon on Team Innocence Project.
If you can raise enough money.
And well, the way the thing operates is there's the goal of $3,500, and whatever I don't raise through run.freetalklive.com, I am personally responsible for covering the difference.
So what you're saying is
I am running on the team.
Okay.
It's a matter of whether or not listeners and other people contribute $3,500 or Daryl has to make up the difference.
I see. And you've started doing this fundraising right now.
Yes,
right?
I have. And I'm working on getting some matching funds. Yep. I'm not ready to announce those yet. But I'm working on that right now, so hopefully that will be announced fairly soon.
Okay, maybe this week as well.
Hopefully.
Okay. And when's the marathon?
Marathon is November 4th.
Okay, so you got a little bit of time.
I've got some time. Okay. But you know, having listened to other people that have done fundraising for charities before,
start sooner.
Well, not only start sooner, but the sooner you get it done, then the sooner you can actually start preparing for the race because it's one of those things that it takes time to send emails to people and make phone calls and talk to people about what you're doing, why you're doing it, etc.
So you're doing it to support the Innocence Project.
Yes.
And you said there's a team of people that are going to be in the race on behalf of the Innocence Project.
Correct. So there's going to be, I believe they have 5 slots total. On the website, if you go to run.freetalklive.com, you can click and view the team. And I think right now there are 4 people listed as team members.
Tell me, because I don't know how all this works. Is the Innocence Project benefiting from any of this fundraising, or is it all the money just going to the marathon?
No, the money goes to the Innocence. So the $3,500 that is minimum I have to raise.
Okay.
If I raise $10,000, the Innocence Project gets $10,000.
So the race will let you in for raising money for a charity, is what you're saying.
I had to pay the registration fee into the race.
And what was that?
$255, I got a discount because I joined the New York Roadrunners Association.
Got it.
But basically, it's $300 just for me to get into the race, not counting me traveling to New York City a couple days before.
Staying
at hotels.
All right, there's more on the way here. So if you want to help Daryl with the fundraising, go to
run.freetalklive.com.
And there's more coming up here in a moment. You can share your thoughts with us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, Facebook is on the attack against a satire site called the Babylon Bee. Daryl's got that story for you. And it's Ian and Melanie and Daryl in the studio here with you tonight. Don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy a bunch of cool features there. Plus, liberty.menu is where you want to go if you are a liberty-minded person who owns a business, or you just want to find liberty-oriented businesses with whom you can do business if you're a customer, because it makes sense for those of us in the very relatively small world of liberty to do business with each other. So this website, liberty.menu, is a great place to go and find those businesses. Like, you know about Melanie's business because she's here on the radio with us, but there's a bunch of other great liberty-oriented businesses out there, and you don't know about them, so you can go to liberty.menu and find out about some of them. And if you have a liberty-oriented business, or you're a business person who is liberty-oriented, you can add your business to the list over there and to the map, or maybe you've got an event that's happening in your area and you want people to know about it who are in the Liberty community. It's a website exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you really ought to go over to liberty.menu and check it out. And you can add things to it for free. So whether it's digital content that you want to share, whether it's business listings, whether it's event listings, they do all of that and more over at liberty.menu. And again, it's free, so there's no reason not to go and get listed. Liberty.menu. As we get into an unusual story out of Rhode Island. You don't hear a whole lot out of Rhode Island, but this one is coming out of the video game universe. for those of you out there on our Twitch streaming platform. You may have already heard this particular story. By the way, we are streaming on the video game streaming platform over at twitch.lrn.fm. That's how you can watch us in HD video quality, and there's also the chat room going on there. But the headline is about a Rhode Island representative who's proposed a tax on M-rated video games to fund mental health provisions in schools. According to the story at IGN.com, GamesIndustry.biz is reporting that the Republican member of the Rhode Island State House, Robert Nardolillo, has plans to increase a tax on games. Apparently they already have one, with ratings of M or higher by 10%.
Now, I wonder if Amazon is charging and collecting this tax, or eBay sellers somehow being forced to charge this, because I see a very, if they're not, I see a very easy workaround if you want to buy rated M video games.
Things listed as new products get sales tax added on the large corporate sites that have to stay legit. If you list it as used, they don't charge sales tax.
This isn't the typical sales tax, though. This is a special tax that they're talking about just for violent video games.
Right. So if you go to Amazon.com and you live in, say, Philadelphia, and you buy soda from Amazon, is Amazon collecting Philly's soda tax?
Probably not, unless they have a distribution center in Philly, would be my guess, but I don't know.
Right, so very easy workaround.
No,
order it online.
No doubt about it. I mean, there's a workaround, but that doesn't make it, you know, and not outrageous news story. Right.
It's also worth mentioning that people who are in elementary school cannot buy M-rated games, so connecting that to their mental health is somewhat even more dubious than...
Did you say elementary school?
I thought it was school. Well, elementary and high school, like not college.
Yeah, technically nobody in high school who's under 17 or whatever can buy...
M is 18.
No, I thought it was 17. I mean, there might be some stores.
There is a rating that's 17, but M, I'm pretty sure, is 18.
I think that there are some stores who enforce 18 on M. I don't think that it... There's no legal enforcement of this, right? So back in the 1990s, in the 1993, 1994, in that range, there was all this hubbub about Mortal Kombat and Night Trap, which were two games that were mature content for the time. Now, of course, Mortal Kombat has become far more mature content with some of the most gore-filled animations you can possibly find in a video game. But back then, it was, you know, a little bit of blood on the screen. It was like, certain parental groups were very upset about that. And it was Joe Lieberman who was the politician that was leading the charge against violent video games back then. And what happened was the government basically said, look, industry, if you don't come up with a voluntary rating system, we're going to force you to have a rating system.
Yep, so they came up with the ESRB, and I've actually got the ESRB in front of me.
Isn't it MA-17? Isn't that the rating?
I thought that's the movie rating.
Hold on.
No.
You're thinking of NC-17.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's 17 in R-rated movies.
I think so. So ESRB is Entertainment Software Rating Board.
That's
so
right.
There is EC... for early childhood, saying that content may be suitable for 3 years and older. E for everyone, meaning 6 years and older. Well, that's not everyone, then is it? If you've got early childhood, which is three, and then E for everyone is six. Now, you know, those 3 to 6 year olds, they can't play a rated E. There's E10, which is everyone 10 and older.
Well, they've changed the system. This wasn't the original ratings that they had.
Yeah.
T for teen.
It used to be T, M.
Which is 13 plus. M is mature, 17 plus, where it says titles rated M for mature have content that may be suitable for persons age 17 and older. Titles in this category may contain intense violence, blood and gore, sexual content, and or strong language. And then there's...
Do you still have AO?
AO,
yeah.
Which adults is only. Adult only. And then there's RP, which is rating pending.
Ah, okay.
Meaning it's not yet been submitted, or it's been submitted but waiting final approval.
Yeah, so it was 17. But again, many game stores probably just go ahead and enforce 18 just because...
Just like if you go rent a rated R movie, or they necessarily say... Oh, you're 16 and a half, not 17. You can't rent this, young man.
Also, as I understand it, not a legal requirement, meaning that it's a voluntary system, the movie ratings system as well, meaning that it's not a crime for a 16-year-old to sneak into a movie. It's just the policy of the theater.
Well, the sneaking into the movie, if they don't buy a ticket, that would be...
Okay, what I mean is you buy a ticket to a different movie, and then you sneak into the... So you buy a ticket to the G-rated movie and sneak into the R-rated movie.
Here's the thing. A lot of the bigger theaters now have assigned seating.
No, really? Are you kidding?
I've never seen that.
I am not kidding.
That's
You're right.
Horrible.
You're right. It's the like the fancy IMAX. I have seen that at, I think, some IMAX-y kind of places.
But the movie theater where I went to go see Snowden a year and a half ago, they had assigned seating.
That's crazy.
Now, these were really nice seats, so it was like, you know, I was sitting in a Lazy Boy.
That is nice.
But
is it one of those ones where you can order food in the theater?
You ordered the food before you went in.
I see.
So they had...
Do they deliver it by a waitress or whatever?
Yeah. No, they had the concession stand, but it was like a full restaurant sort of, you know, like fast food restaurant food. But you would get that before you went in. They wouldn't bring the food to you.
Because there are some where they do that, right?
Correct.
They'll, like, they'll give you enough time to sit down and, like, start a meal, and then they play the movie or something like that. I've never actually been to one of these.
I've only been to Chunky's one
time.
That's
the one that I've heard of.
The one that's in New Hampshire that we have. I've only been there once, and I don't remember what the process was.
They have one in Covington, Louisiana, which is actually pretty good. They bring you... They have full service throughout the movie, which seems like it would be really disruptive, but it wasn't.
So, yeah, they were professional about it. They managed to be quiet and very courteous. Cool. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun. So, if you want to comment, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, again, the proposal here, to go back to the story from... Actually, I'm going to switch over to gamesindustry.biz, which is the originator, and they've actually updated the story with further comments from Robert Nardalillo, Robert Nardalillo III. He has revealed his plans to raise tax on violent video games to pay for mental health and counseling resources in schools. The story here from GamesIndustry.biz says American states don't have the power to legislate against the sale of M-rated games to minors. Nardalillo's proposal aims to offset this by increasing tax and funneling that money into mental health provisions. We'll get some actual quotes from Nardalillo here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, especially if you support restrictions on M-rated video games. We'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about an outrageous proposal out of Rhode Island to tax M-rated or higher video games, which would be the M rating or the AO adults only rating, which I haven't seen since the 1990s. I am curious to know if any games within the last decade have actually been released as adults only. I remember seeing them in the video game store when I was too young to buy them, and wondering, you know, what that was all about. It turns out it was the 3DO. They had some, like, porn videos, basically, that some porn company released onto this video game system as, they weren't games, they were just porn on a CD-ROM, basically. But those receive the adults-only ratings. This is the last time I ever saw it.
There is a wiki entry for list of AO-rated video games.
Excellent. I imagine it's relatively short.
I have sorted by release date.
Yeah.
Eden Plus Mosaic, released in 2015 for Windows.
Eden Plus Mosaic. God, that sounds boring.
Hatred. Also released for Windows. Well, they do have notes here. The ESRB content descriptor for Eden Plus Mosaic is nudity, strong language, and strong sexual content. The game
was set. An anime game.
Yes. Publisher is Manga Gamer.
Okay.
The game was sent to the ESRB at the request from the Japanese developer in order to get a green light for the release in the United States. The all-ages version of this game is also rated.
Gotcha.
But they don't say what that is rated, but presumably E for everyone.
All right, I take it back. Apparently there are games being released for
AO. Seduce Me, released for Mac and Windows.
Wait, which year are we talking about?
2015.
Here? Okay. So nothing in 2016, nothing in 2017.
Correct.
All right, so not exactly an avalanche of games.
One in 2014, and then they don't have anything between that and Manhunt 2, uncut version for PC, only released in November 2009. So not a lot
not
of them.
Not a whole lot, yeah. So we're talking about
literal handfuls.
The proposal from Republican Rhode Island State House Representative member Robert Nardalillo the third, who's saying he wants to have a special tax. So they already have the sales tax in Rhode Island. This would be adding an additional 10% to any purchases of M-rated games. And we'll tell you a little bit more about what he has to say for himself here in moments. But I also do want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System, which is where you can go to get very affordable, like shockingly affordable and effective home security system at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live. And this is about as easy as a setup process as I could possibly have imagined. I can't imagine it getting even easier than this. It's just so simple. You get this Blink Home Security System, you unbox it, you put the batteries into the cameras, they're wireless, so then you just put the cameras where you want them, and whatever mounting you need to do, you do that. Super easy to do, and then you get it all set up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or smartphone, and then when the cameras detect motion, they send you clips of what happened. It's that simple, and very nice, very easy, very simple. BlinkProtect.com/FTL makes a great gift, and it's great for your home or maybe even a small office. So BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Quote from Robert Nardolillo, the third in the Rhode Island State House: there is evidence that children exposed to violent video games at a young age tend to act more aggressively than those who are not, he said in a statement. Said further, this bill would give schools the additional resources needed to help students deal with that aggression in a positive way. Now,
a positive way of dealing with... Okay.
I don't know if I believe his statement. I'm sure there is evidence, but there's probably also evidence to the contrary. There have been a lot of studies done on children and violent video games, and from my understanding is there's not really any kind of connections that can be made. Obviously, correlation is not causation.
IGN, which is the, I believe they're a gamer magazine.
I don't think they've ever had a physical magazine, but they've always been a major web presence.
Yeah, so they have an article about this, and they... You know, quote him from part of that quote, and they say, although he did not provide any source to substantiate
to his
claims. And then, interestingly enough, they link over to the Facebook post where the quote was made. That Facebook post is no longer there. It's gone.
Yeah. And so if somebody else out there happens to have any kind of information at their fingertips they want to share on this question, because, again... Teenage boys, aggression, with or without video games, you think they're going to have some? I think so. I think that's just sort of what happens.
And probably when you lock them in the room and make them stare at a board all day, they probably have more because they're not allowed to like go run around and build stuff.
Now, Nardolillo, who apparently has a 93% approval rating from the National Rifle Association.
I don't see how that's connected.
It's just they're pointing it out here that...
because guns.
Guns.
IGN pointed out the same thing and made no sense why. It just seems like something to sort of throw out there that's not connected.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting...
Nardolillo, who wears a size 10.5 wide shoe...
Well, I think it's interesting because this guy would likely be against, increasing taxes on guns. But a violent video game, he wants to see taxes increased on that. Now, again, I'm not saying tax guns, but I'm also saying don't tax video games. Like, no taxes, please. This comes down to that sort of guns and weed issue, that dichotomy where the people who are in favor of gun freedom are not generally in favor of other people's freedoms. They want their freedom to hope to have their thing that they think's important. But if somebody thinks having a plant is important, they don't want them to have that.
Right.
Or if somebody thinks that having a piece of programming, in this case being a violent video game, is important, well, they don't want them to have that. They want to tax it. Or this guy does. I'm sure there's people who like both guns and violent video games. But this is an example of somebody who thinks that one set of products is fine, but another set of products is deserving of taxes. Nardolillo, according to research carried out by the U.S. Secret Service... So it says here, he doesn't cite the evidence. According to research carried out by the U.S. Secret Service, as highlighted by Glixel, less than 20% of school shooters even played violent video games. Now, I don't know how they got that information either. I'm going to throw that statistic into question. How would you be able to say whether or not a teenager... who shot up a...
It would probably be easier before they had online games, because then you could... search their house and see if there was...
Or if you also... You know, there is this thing called interrogation, so you ask them a bunch of questions.
Well, most of them are dead.
Yeah, the school shooters end up dead most of the time. Probably 95% of the time, the school shooters end up killing themselves or being shot to death by the police.
Except for when the cops wind up hiding outside eating donuts in packs.
Right, but most of them die,
didn't
so you can't interrogate them.
The most recent one, isn't he dead?
No.
They caught him live? Wow.
He wound up sneaking out with a group of students that were running away from him.
Really?
And then he went to a movie theater.
Wow. See, I didn't know that part of the story. I just presumed he was dead.
They sat outside hiding behind a car. How were they going to shoot him?
Wow. Well, a lot of times, like I said, they end up blowing their brains out.
Yeah, they usually kill themselves, but this one didn't.
Wow, okay, it's interesting. So he's a rarity, then. He's the rare school shooter.
And that is assuming that they got the right guy, because if you're going to do something like that, I don't know how you don't save a bullet, but different people have different preferences on that, I guess.
So, anyway, the claim here, less than 20% of school shooters played violent video games. I mean, I can't even believe that that would be true, given how popular games are among young people specifically. I mean, games have...
Right, but we're talking specifically about isolated people.
Yeah, don't you think those people play video games?
Right, but saying something is popular and then transposing that to, and so it must also be popular among isolated people, doesn't follow.
Yeah, but it was popular among isolated people 20 years ago when it wasn't that popular. Now, video games are even more popular to the point where they're making more money on games than they are blockbuster movies, the amount of money coming in from game sales.
But let me ask this question. What percentage, and I don't expect you to know the answer off the top of your head, but what percentage of video games fit into the violent video game category?
I would bet a lot of them.
I mean, probably most of them that aren't, for specifically small children.
Right. I mean, it depends on how you define violence as well. I mean, is it violence when Mario stomps on a Koopa Trooper's head?
Yes.
Yeah, technically that's violence. It's probably not the same.
Yeah, that does get classified differently. So,
it's like
animated
even more violence.
Yeah, it's cartoon violence. But, yeah, so if
you're still killing the little
There's even more violent video games than they're admitting for some reason. They're not defining that properly.
Right, because
enough,
when you stomp on the little mushroom guy or whatever the thing is, blood doesn't splatter across the screen.
I bet there's a hack version where it does. But yes, you're right. The normal version of the game probably. Yeah, that's
but yeah, it might just
thing.
Be that people without a healthy outlet like video games go
are
another
more likely
route.
To go shooting. That could very well be, Melanie. We can continue here. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Hour number 3 is on the way. Plenty of time for you at 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue here. You want to tax violent video games? This is Free Talk Live.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. 4346 Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.